Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are learning together Mizmor Samach Beis, the 62nd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This Mizmor is a short-ish Mizmor. In terms of overview, it is comprised of 13 psukim, 13 verses, and is divided into two basic sections. What makes it unique is that it is actually framed by two psukim, two verses which are a pizmon, which are the refrain. You can find this, just look at this structurally. The first pasuk is Lamnatzeach al Yedusun Mizmor LeDavid. This is for the conductor on the Yedusun, or for Yedusun, as a psalm to David. And then we have Psukim Beis to Gimel is the refrain, which reads as follows. It goes, Ach el Elohim Dumiya Nafshi Mimenu Yeshuasi, Achutsuri Yevishuasi Miskabi Loi Emot Rabah. Which means, roughly translated over here, this is the starting point of the Mizmor. It reads as follows. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my high tower. I shall not be greatly swayed. How long will you seek to strike? I apologize, that was the second verse. The first of it is, only to God does my soul be calmed. Keep silent, my salvation comes from him. That double verse, that dual verse, Beis and Gimel, is repeated almost letter for letter in Psukim Vav to Zion, which starts the second section. So you really have two stanzas, each with the beginning same pizmon, which begins each of the two of them. The first stanza seems to be a complaint against the Rasha'im, the evildoers, and the second paragraph seems to be a plea for people to trust in Hashem. It should be noted, by the way, that in general, the Malbim, in his methodology of dividing Tehillim, will always divide Tehillim up based on the word Selah. Selah is the word which divides us up, and therefore he says this is actually a tripartite division. There are three separate sections in this Mizmor, with Yud starting a third section because there are two Selahs over here. Be it as it may, let's go further into actually understanding this. In terms of the actual theme of this Mizmor is less about a prayer or a supplication to Hashem, and it's more about wisdom and Musar given to people who are listening. So for instance, we have seen Mizmor Dalad, Mizmor Lamed Zion, and Mizmor Memtes, 437 and 49, which are of similar ilk, that they are not a prayer to Hashem, but really a message to humankind in terms of the way they should conduct themselves. From Pasuk Tes, it sounds like it has actually been meant to be said in large crowds, where he turns to people and says, Bitchu voi b'chol eis, trust in Hashem at all time, Shivchu lefonov levavchem, pour out your hearts in front of him, Elokim machaseh lanu selah, Hashem will cover us, Hashem will be a protector of us. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like this was said on a great platform at big gatherings. There also seems to be a complaint against the Rishayim, against the evildoers. So in Pasuk Dalad, Ad ona tohoy sasu al ish teratzeichu kulchem kekir notui goder haduchuya, where he asks, how long will you seek to strike terror into man as if you are threatened by murder, as if the mere leaning of the wall meant that defense had already been cast down? He's talking, it sounds like, about those evildoers. Not that there are evildoers in this large audience, but he's using them as the example this audience should not gravitate towards. That's what it sounds like he is saying over here. He also makes mention in the second section, where he talks to people and he requests that people trust in Hashem. He says, and don't trust in the security of the Rishayim, and don't even trust in the security of your assets. That's what he seems to be saying towards the end, because only in Hashem do you find comfort and security. It is interesting that in terms of the actual voice, the object of the voice of this Mizmor, it oscillates. So for instance, at the beginning he is talking to himself, to his own soul, and then he shifts to talking about the evildoers, the Rishayim. Then he shifts to talking about them, not to them. And then he turns back to his soul, talking to himself. Then he talks to the people. And finally, at the very end, he talks to Hashem. So there's an oscillation in terms of the object of this Mizmor. In terms of events behind this Mizmor, it is very hard to identify a specific event. Although we have been able to, for the last 10 or so Mizmorim in Tehillim, been able to do this, this one seems to be eventless. And similarly, it does not appear in our tefillah either. So these two focus points that we usually look at are not available in this. However, in terms of psukim, or word in the spotlight, let's look at this fascinating word in the first pasuk, which is, this is Lamanatzeach, to the conductor, Lidusun. Who's Yidusun? What is Yidusun? Ibn Ezra points out that this is the name of either the Masharer, the narrator, or it is the name of the person who used to sing it in the Beis HaMikdash. We, in fact, in the Gemara in Baba Basra, which describes the authorship of Tehillim, there is a discussion whether Yidusun is one of the authors of Tehillim himself. perhaps a minor contributor, but nonetheless somebody on the list of authors. However, he also suggests, Ibn Ezra suggests, that it could be that it refers to Eliezer Kli Rachoik Hu. He says that the possibility that it is a musical instrument is Rachoik. It doesn't seem logical, says Ibn Ezra. However, there are those who suggest it. It should be noted that both Rashi and the Radak note the Medrash that this actually refers to, as Rashi says, Kumoi ve'el ha-mizmor hazeh ne'emar al loshon ha-golos. That's the Radak says, it's referring to exile. How do we get there? Rashi quotes the Midrash HaGadah, says, Ala datot v'ala dinim ha-nigzorim al Yisrael me'el ve'hem. It refers to the law, the word dat, yedutun. Dat refers to law. In fact, today the word dat in Hebrew, dalet taf, refers to religion. The law that as it applies to Israel as they went into their exile. So this refers to perhaps the more national state of suffering of the nation of Israel. It is worthwhile noticing in terms of a word which does appear and reappear in this mizmor many times is the word ach. Many of the psukim begin with the word ach, which literally means but. Fascinatingly enough, the Chida points out that the gematria of the word ach is in fact 21. Which is the same gematria as the word eheyeh, which in fact is in Parashas Shmos, the word that Hashem assures Moshe Rabbeinu is his name, is I will be with you in Golus, I'll be with you in exile. So therefore, even though the person is experiencing pain, but why this, but why that, how could it be? In that ach, in that but, is embedded the name of Hashem to be found in exile. And that seems to be one of the larger themes of this mizmor, argues the Chida, argues the Malbim as well. Finally, let's close with a really unusual pasuk, which is pasuk Yud Beis, Achas Diber Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamati. Hashem spoke one, I heard two. What is this referring to? What in the world is going on over here? The Radak says that it's referring to how the nation of Israel got a message from Hashem. Hashem says, improve your ways. And he sent it through many Nevi'im. Many messengers came along to tell it to us. Hashem said one thing, we heard it multiple times, and still we ignored it. That's what the Radak is saying is going on over here. Rashi says, no, it might be referring to a theological contradiction, where we, on the one hand, are told that a person is paid up for his own actions, l'shalem l'ish k'ma'aseyu, and the other one is that a person is paid because of generational punishment, because of the context in which he was born. Which one is it? We can only see those as two separate systems of judgments, two separate silos of thought, whereas to Hashem those actually coexist. Another example Rashi gives is this is Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad nemru. The positive and the negative commandments which are encompassed in the word Zachar and Shamar as refers to Shabbos were said at Aseres Adibros in one word. Positive and negative, receiving or outpouring, different ways of looking at this, where is being referred to over here. However, two other ideas in this idea that we hear two things. Hashem says one thing. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and it appears elsewhere in Shas as well, describes, what is this referring to? It refers to the giving of the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one entity which is pregnant with multitudes of meaning. There's so much potential in the word of Hashem. And Shtayim Zu Shamanu, Kapati Shefoitze Tzela, like the rock which is broken by the anvil, breaks into many shards, many different pieces, which in fact are fractals of the original essence. We hear different pieces, and that's why Torah keeps getting deeper. We hear this pasuk, we hear this idea, and we derive a certain idea based on the experience of where we are in life, and then we hear it again in a different context, and another meaning is unveiled. And as we go through life, and as we go through generations, and as history unfolds itself, we hear more and more and more. Achasti ber Elokim shtayim zu shamati. I hear two, I hear multiple aspects of the singular truth that Kadosh Baruch Hu is expressing. However, just to conclude, Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch in his explanation on Tehillim says a remarkable thing. If you look at the last two psukim, it seems to be focused on two aspects of Hashem, which seem to us that they cannot be compromised between. There's no way that the two can live together. The one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uncompromising about truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, makes sure that truth is going to get meted out. We sin, we're held culpable. Hashem does not wipe anything away. Hashem does not sweep anything under the rug. We are held accountable. Ki oyiz le'elokim, Hashem has power. However, on the other hand, in the next pasuk, but on the other hand, Hashem has kindness. On the one hand, uncompromising about truth. On the other hand, merciful in judgment. To us, the two can't exist. There are people who are always about MS. They're all about principle, and nobody gets in the ways of their principle. Even their families, even their beloveds, are suffer at the hands of their principled life. And there are other people who have no principles. They're completely about love, accepting. And there's no value systems because everything is all right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has both of those as values, and they coexist. Achas is what Hashem expresses. One is what Hashem expresses. Shtaim zushamati. We can only see this bifurcated because we are not God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and judges us at the very same time. And that is what David HaMelech is ascertaining. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.